Hello, everybody. This is Jim Fry again. Hey, you know, often I like to talk to you about the different things that I know that I can share with you about financing, about getting some dough for the dream, and I like to throw in some stuff about what helps make the dream work as far as some thought processes, some attitudes, some things to focus on. You know, it's all kind of a holistic package in my mind. You know, we're not here just to get money and move ahead. You have to put some meaning behind it, some reasons, the why, so get your passion involved and things like that. And, you know, and even kind of the ideal setting is, you know, we're all moving. You know, maybe some of us are in a job or a situation, even if we are our own boss or own our own company. Maybe our situation isn't quite as good today, and we want to make it better tomorrow. That's natural. That's human condition, and that's to be applauded too. So, you know, maybe we're having a few bad days here and there, and naturally we want to limit or maybe eliminate the number of bad days that we have. It's possible that you really can't eliminate them completely, but anyhow, my point is, we all want to reduce the number of bad days we have. So, you know, the title of this podcast is "Did You Have a Bad Day?" There's a song out there that I think it's kind of funny. It's not really the best song, but and they kind of sing this and they ask that question. And you know, here's just some thoughts about that. As if you're in a job 9 to 5 and you want to become your own boss, and if you're own your own business and you need some capital, whatever it is, whether you're trying to get some financing for a project, you're trying to start a new business, try to start a new project, an expansion, do something else, you know, I don't care what the situation is, you're going outside your level of comfort, your comfort zone. And I believe that's a good thing, and I believe you should do that often. It's necessary. It's sometimes not comfortable. But no matter what, even if you're doing everything right, or you think you are at least, you're still going to have a bad day once in a while. And so what can we do to turn ourselves around when we have those bad days? Or, you know, what are some things we can think of and focus on? First of all, in my opinion, I think you have to turn off the radio, turn off the TV. You know, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, you know, Libertarian. Listening to the news is generally not very healthy. It's, you know, they report on negative things, and I can go on and on about that, but that's basically just negative. I don't think it reinforces good things. My thinking is, I love movies, and you know, if you watch the right kind of movie, it can really make you think and brighten your day. And you know, I don't advise spending too much time watching movies. You can just become an escapist, and you're not really based in reality. But you know, once in a while, a good movie, a good comedy, watching stand up or something like that, laugh a little. You know, that's the thing. You know, personally, I used to be really hooked to CNBC. I was a big CNN guy for many years, and man, I drove all the time in my car. Used to put 1,000 miles a week on at certain points in my career, and I was really into talk radio, and I still sneak away to it, but it doesn't matter who it is, you know, conservative, liberal, or just some talk guy on there. I think generally it's not a positive thing for your brain. You know, garbage in, garbage out. I believe you're putting negative things in there, and those subject matter is generally about things that aren't working or things in the government or whatever it is, and it's not really a good atmosphere necessarily. It's not the self-talk that you want to filter into your brain. Speaking of self-talk, you know, I'm not necessarily thinking about just saying positive thinking, you know, just be positive and everything will be fine. No, not really. But what are you focusing on throughout the day? You know, Are you, first of all, are you living in the moment? Are you appreciating the moment? Are you living it right now? You know, there's a good book out there. The gentleman's first name is Eckhart, and I forget his last name, but Power of Now. It's kind of a hard read to some extent, I'll be honest with you, but it's definitely worth it. I started reading it, and I was traveling. Instead of listening to a talk radio, I bought the book on tape, and I still listen to it once in a while. But the point is to live in the moment. You know, don't worry about tomorrow. You can get anxious about things, and you know, am I going to have enough money? Is it going to work out? And even to be honest with you, looking forward to things in the future, I think that's good generally. But sometimes we look ahead and with wishful thinking. Sometimes looking ahead to the future and wishful thinking and that can create an kind of an anxious atmosphere and things like that too. Unless you're planning ahead, that's probably good. But I think it's more productive sometimes to think ahead a little bit and then think, what can I do today? And then kind of live in the moment rather than living in the future. Certainly, you know, we all know, but we get caught in it, living in the past. You know, something reminds us of something, and we kind of do a flashback and maybe think about someone that's hurt us, that we feel that is, you know, that trespassed against us or whatever. You know, there's some things that we all can learn from in the past. Yes, the past is helpful, but it is just the past, and it doesn't define who we are now, nor what tomorrow can be. So I think living in the moment and thinking positive things, and when I say positive, it's not just rose-covered glasses. It's what can I do right now to get to where I want to be? So you want to have a goal in mind by such and such a day. I'd like to have this thing. How's it going to feel? How's it going to taste? Okay. So you work backwards. If it's going to be that way at that period of time, what do I have to do today? What do I have to do tomorrow? So you can figure out specific steps. Oh, okay. If I do this phone call, if I study this, if I do this article, if I take this action, I can do it. And first of all, you'll feel better because you can get something kind of concrete. You can take a step. You can take action. And once you do that, you'll feel an accomplishment and confidence. What kind of references are you putting in your mind? You know, we've all been successful at things. We've all been weak at things. You are a special person. What are the things that you're referencing, though? Are you thinking about the things, the times you've been embarrassed or you've been weak or you've messed up? If you keep thinking of those things, guess what? It's probably more probable, the probability factor is higher that might happen again. But guess what? If you focus on things that have worked for you in the past, it's possible, it's more probable that sort of thing will happen again. It's not a magic thing. I mean, if you keep focusing on the things that work, it's going to make it easier for things to work more often. And on that type of thing, what works? You know, there's things around us that we can't necessarily control. Our job, maybe other people, how they relate to us, whether it's our spouse or coworkers or friends, things at school. You know, we can all complain about all kinds of things, and we do, and we probably always will, but it certainly helps to focus on what works. We can all complain about the government. We all complain about our spouse and our children and what they do that doesn't work in the relationship or doesn't work with this. That's a fact that you could probably complain about. This person said this and it made me angry. That's a fact. But focusing on that, does that empower you? Does that help you? Does that make the bad day better? Focus on what works. That includes you. What are you doing that works? You know, when I don't eat the full meal, when I eat a smaller portion, I feel better about myself. And I notice that if I do it a couple days in a row, I'll lose a pound or two. And I feel a little bit more energetic rather than eating that whole meal. When I smile at people and say hello in the morning, I notice that they say hi back, and you know what? Sometimes they even treat me a little better. Not always, and it's not a perfect world, but what works? What works at work? You know what? I was really ticked off at that person. I took a moment. I kind of counted to 10, calmed down. I went over. I tried to understand where they were coming from. I kind of asked some questions rather than just demanding something, and it worked out better. You know, ask yourself what is working for you. What works is much better than what doesn't work. That'll just dig yourself a hole that you have to climb out of, and the bad days will be harder to get out of. Similar to that, you know, it's what do you want? What do you want? You know, when we complain about what doesn't work, it's kind of the same as saying what I don't want. You know, maybe you don't want this 9-to-5 job. I don't want this job. I don't want this relationship. I don't want. Okay, a lot of people can do that. I can do that easily. But what do you want? A lot of people know what they don't want, but they don't take the time to say what they do want and be specific. Okay, I don't want this 9-to-5 job, but you know, I'd like to be my own boss, and I'd like to do this and that. So take some time to define that. What do you want? What do you want out from this situation? You know, what do you want to work towards? Long term, short term. And besides the want, you want to consider the why. You know, why are you doing it? Why are you in that job? Why do you want the new business? Why do you want the expansion? That reason, that definition of why will really help you to reach the how. You know, a task can seem insurmountable, and you don't know how you're going to make it. But if you have the why behind you, and if it's a strong enough why, trust me, it will help you get there. I've done things with a small why. It wasn't a very good why. I had trouble. I did things with a good, powerful why behind me. It was still a struggle at points, but it was easier to find the how. Anyhow, I'll move on. You're having a bad day. So you define the what, the why, and focus on what works. So one other thing I got to tell you, I mean, it sounds, maybe you've heard it before over and over. What are you grateful for? What do you have? What are you grateful for? You got to take a moment to do it. Even, you know, you could do it in 1 minute, 30 seconds. And don't just say, I'm grateful for my kids, I'm grateful for my wife, I'm grateful for my job. That's okay, but dig a little deeper. Take a moment. You know what? I'm grateful for my daughters. They're so innocent at this age right now, and they really make me laugh, and they give me a nice hug no matter what. They like to hold my hands. I really enjoy going with my wife and my children to different places where we can travel and learn and enjoy each other's company. And it's just neat to be together. It keeps me kind of grounded and centered. Things like that. Be grateful and talk about it. And I'll tell you one more thing that you might not like to hear is exercise. I don't care. If you're having a bad day, take a walk. Do some basic exercises. Exercise does improve your mood, regardless. I'll tell you what, for me, I find it much easier to sit down and watch a movie, to watch a TV show. It's even easier to read a book or sit in front of the computer and do work. I'd rather do lots and lots of work than exercise sometimes. But once I start the exercise, man, I feel better, and I'm so glad I did it afterwards. It's that first minute or two or 5 minutes, and once I break through those 5 minutes, I feel so much better, and I encourage you to do it. I don't care if you're thin or fat or what. It's not about weight. It's about getting the blood flowing and getting the energy into your brain and things like that. You'll feel better. I don't know. You know, good days come more often when you're passionate about what you're doing. I don't care if it's a job, a 9-to-5, or a business, or your family, or relationship. You'll always get some bad days, and you know, I I want to support you, and I want to tell you, I'm here for you. Just trying to build that momentum. Focus on good references from the past. Focus on what's working today. Focus on the moment. And focus on what you want from life so you know what a good day looks like. Sometimes we know what a bad day looks like, but we're not too sure what a good day is supposed to look like. I wish the best for you, and have a good day. Have a good day.